The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.' Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. In the early church, there were great efforts made to try to discern and understand and define who was Jesus. Was he God? Was he man? And some people went astray in both directions. Some said he could not possibly be God. He suffered. He died. He ate. He slept. He wept. Others said he could not possibly be man. He rose from the dead. He worked miracles. He could read people's hearts. And then others said, well, maybe he was part man and part God. Cyril of Alexandria comes along and he says he is fully God and fully man, and we can know this by looking at his mother. If she was truly a virgin who conceived a son, that child must have divine origin. That must be God's son. And yet he took from her nature. He had a real humanity. He must be fully man. It is fitting to call Mary the Mother of God, and therefore in saying such, we defend both his humanity and his divinity. The truth about Mary defended the truth about her son. And the early church found this over and over again, to the point where they gave the title to Mary, the destroyer of heresies. Because every time they would say something true about her, her immaculate conception, even though they didn't use that term, her perpetual virginity, her virginity in giving birth, her assumption into heaven, every one of those truths defended who our Lord Jesus Christ really is. It said something about him. And thinking about Our Lady, this line of our Lord: "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven." So many times people have come to me, or I know people who have been greatly struggling in a certain area in their life to do God's will. Maybe there's a sin they can't overcome. Maybe there's a past wound that can't be healed, and so they keep falling back. And they turn to Our Lady, and they turn to her radically and with confidence, and she sets them free. Her role is to assist us to do the will of the Father. As she said at the wedding feast of Cana, "Whatever he tells you, do that." And I want to close with this quote I just read. I've been reading this book on Conchita, a Mexican mystic, lived last century, and she used to hear our Lord's words. And this is what he said about God's will. He said to her, "To do everything and to suffer everything for the glory of the Father, That is heaven on earth. To do everything and to suffer everything for the glory of the Father. This is the perfect interior life. Enter this way without hesitation and with great faith and love. This way will raise you from earth and will make you live in a divine way. We ask for that grace as we receive our Lord today.